You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.
On Saturday, August 30th, the Gaels roll into Hamilton for a Steel City showdown against the McMaster Marauders. Can the Gaels bounce back from a home heartbreaker to pick up their first win of the season? Or will the Marauders plunder and pillage their way to victory? There's only one way to find out, and there's only one place to catch all the action. Tune into CFRC 101.9 FM at 12:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff. Gaels Game Day on CFRC, over a century of excellence.
Thanks for tuning in to Songwriters from Here and Away, the show that features songwriters from Atlantic Canada, across Canada, and around the world. And thanks for tuning in. My name's Robert Campbell. This week we are going to continue with new songs, new releases from artists from across Canada. And this is all to cover up for the fact that I haven't been out very much because of being sick and I haven't recorded any new concerts. But this weekend I'm doing Charlie Acourt. I'm going to record him live in concert, and I've got a few other concerts to record live as well. Coming up over the next few weeks, so you'll hear some new concerts. This week, we're going to start with Alan Dobb. Alan Dobb's been around for a while. He's got a brand new album out and some great tracks on it. This one is called Black and White 1912. The album is called Alone Together. Here's Alan Dobb.
Step out of that photograph behind my younger self. If a picture's worth a thousand words, it should be mine to tell. If my memory serves me right, on the back it says 1912. The big stage went by, and a six-horse team, and the freighter leaned forward to encourage a bit more speed, but the signs were up ahead for those who care to read, like the push for rain. Things are picking up steam. Hills touched the sky, in the summer it was blue, and the sun went down and left a golden hue. Ever clean. You can say I painted with the colors that I liked. Our world was never black and white. That spring the hills were brown, winter slowly. It didn't discern or distinguish things that would freeze. There used to be bunch grass to our knees, now only open ground is Say I painted with the colors that I like. Our world was never black and white. We got back up on the road, thinking our lunch had been spared. On a wreck, gunshots still in the air. By all accounts, the motor car came out of nowhere. Horses and a freighter were history on the page. And we thought about our future while a man walked from the stage with a camera box and black key. Told us to gather round you close and look great, so we did. Hills touched the sky in the summer, it was blue when the sun went down, left a golden hue. Sun was red and trees a perfect green, our faces were dirty. Clean. You could say I painted with the colors that I like. Our world was never black and white.
I'm on a hunt for you.
Serotonin, a new release by Alana Maddy. She's now living in Halifax, and she tours a bit and plays with Two Body Problem. Next up, we have Tyson Ray Borsboom, a new guy on the scene with an album called Live and Learn, and this is the title track, Live and Learn. He's from the Calgary, Lethbridge area of Alberta. Tyson Ray Borsboom.
Change my ways, oh,
Say it if you don't believe. You don't have to try to lie and deceive. You don't have to take me in your arms. You don't have to fill me with your charms. Loving you is all I'll ever do. It's loving you.
Lovely track by David Crystal out of Toronto, Ontario, and he's originally from England and has many movie and soundtrack credits to his history and has this new album out, and that was You Don't Have To. We're going to take a short pause. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Big hearts, small town.
Queen's Parkinson's Kingston is a student-led club dedicated to raising awareness, fundraising, and supporting those affected by Parkinson's disease in both the Queens and Kingston communities. On September 6th, join Queen's Parkinson's Kingston for the 2025 Parkinson Canada Super Walk, taking place at Lake Ontario Park and running from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Learn more by reaching out to QPK at clubs.queensu.ca and following Queen's Parkinson's Kingston at queens4pd.kingston on Instagram. Hey Kingston, looking to conserve water and save money? Utilities Kingston is once again offering its popular repurposed rain barrels. They help conserve treated water, reduce your environmental impact, and give new life to materials that might otherwise end up in a landfill. Rain barrels are just $71, including delivery, and are sold at cost to support sustainable water conservation. Order yours today at utilitieskingston.com/rainbarrels.
brush off all my calls, it's bound to overflow. And I'm living in this summer sublet here on Earl Street. I go to the Mary Market corner store when I just can't be alone no more, to wallow through the dusty yellow aisles. And I look to the
Release Radar. In partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the second single from the Winter in Canada's forthcoming untitled album, due out on August 22nd. The new track called Tides is true to the band's sound, with an aggressive downbeat and roaring guitars and bass. You can check them out on all the streaming platforms and pre-order the album, available digitally and on vinyl. For more information, check out thewinterincanada.ca or find them on Bandcamp and Instagram. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the the release rate or submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Tides by The Winter in Canada on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
When I was a kid, under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came.
Hello friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to invite y'all in to join me and my furry companions, Sim Bush and Gunny, every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 as we bring you 3 hours of only the best in country and bluegrass music, also including special interviews. This is where the legends of country music and bluegrass live.
I watched it all on my radio.
Hey Kingston, it's Bahamas and you're listening to CFRC.
Welcome to Absolutely Frivolous. My name is Cindy. I'm with you this whole hour. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. and this is a comedy show. We try to play for you a variety of different funny things. Some songs, some stand-up comedy, skits, parodies of different commercials, all kinds of things. If you have a suggestion for our show, feel free to write us at cfrc@ams.queensu.ca. All our contact information is located on our website, cfrc.ca. Feel free to also drop by the station we broadcast from Carruthers Hall on Queen's University campus. We're right beside the bookstore. If you need to find us, there's a map on cfrc.ca. Starting up the set, we have Mr. Richard Lewis. Mr. Lewis is, of course, a very famous comedian from New York City, Brooklyn, in fact, and he was actually raised in New Jersey. He attended the Ohio State University, and his father was a caterer and his mother an actress. Richard Lewis claims to be the originator of the phrase, the blank from hell, such as the date from hell or the roommate from hell. This theory is expounded in the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode, The Nanny from Hell. Richard has petitioned the editors of Bartlett's to be given credit for the coinage, but the editors claim that the phrase was a common idiom prior to Lewis's use of it. However, the Yale Book of Quotations does attribute the phrase to Richard Lewis. There are many common and expected uses of the blank from hell, such as the Ladies from Hell group back in the 1940s. The oldest documented date from hell phrase can be found in a 1988 book, which may in fact have been influenced by Richard Lewis. There's also a mention of taxes from hell in 1959 when Richard Lewis was only 12 years old. Here's Richard Lewis on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Next, we have a stand-up comic who, the day he was born, immediately went into a postpartum depression.
Yes, it hasn't lifted. But he's got two new films coming out next year, and we got him to stop by in the middle of his magical misery tour. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sultan of Shiva, the Pontiff of Pain, the Ayatollah of Anxiety, our good friend, Richard Lewis.
Thank you very much. I am very proud to be here. Can you hear me up there? It's very important. Yeah? All right. Don't get crazy. I can't even hear my own dysfunction standing here, so it's very important that you listen to me. Oh, God. I haven't been doing this for a couple of years. I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac, and went to the doctor, and I had vaginitis, so I had to take a couple of years off. But I want to thank one of my fans, whoever it was, for that bouquet of Xanax up in the dressing room. It's helped me a lot, and yeah, thank you, my therapist. I am crazy. I just dawned on me. I actually went around. And look for my family crest, and I found it. It's exactly this. It's two mental patients wrestling a pharmacist, so I know I... But this is the proudest moment for me. This is the most important show ever since Comic Relief started. Thank God for HBO, and thank God for this. And I just hope that Michael Fuchs can maybe... he's helped me out. I found this channel on my dish. Last year, I found the Recovery Channel, which was really a very excellent thing for me. One thing I haven't recovered from... I talked about it my whole life. I'm not married. I've been looking. I should have believed Nostradamus, man. I read that book at college. The cat knew what he was talking about. I said, beware of Hitler, Mussolini, and Becky. Why didn't I listen to that guy? My ex, she's watching. I don't care, man. I don't care. I'm no gift. But you got to be someone. You got to have someone who loves you, who needs you. This woman thought like during foreplay I had a hidden agenda. I mean, what is that all about? You know, we're screwing. She said I was blocking her view. You know, not that I'm such a great lover, really. But she didn't move. I mean, something's wrong when no one's. She's not moving. It's like that's a bad sign. I mean, if she was on top, I could have built a house of cards. Really. You know? Should have had her arrested for loitering. Would have been a real trip having a fucking. You know, and at the low point, it was a 3-month deal, you know, the low point for me sexually, you know, sex really went south. When I literally one night had to fake my own erection, which was really a nightmare. And she was even faking dinners, which is really humiliating, you know. And if I was lucky enough to even get an erection, fortunately for me, my hard on points to the nearest counseling center in the area, which is good. Maybe she was too young. I'm in my late 40s now. It's too embarrassing. And I met her, and I walked into a bookstore, you know. I said, you know, where's J.D. Salinger? And she said, he doesn't work here. I should have been a clue, man, you know. We're in Tribeca, you know. She takes me to a deli that served pierced tongue sandwiches. I mean, what is that all about? I guess you got to be with someone who's a companion, you know. You know, what do you say? You want to go to Italian tonight or that McDonald's with the swings? You know, where is that at, you know? And I think she just wanted to get married. That's the deal. You know, look, I don't know what I want yet. It was a big discovery for me. But I felt it, man. I just knew that she wanted to get married. I mean, her orgasm was a clear giveaway. She would literally shriek out, are there any good schools in the neighborhood? I mean, you know. So pissed over this woman. I was so paranoid that it would never end. You know, one of those things, like, I literally, even when we broke up, I hired a fat lady to come over to my house and sing, just to make doubly sure. I'm not blaming PMS on all of it, but it's just she had like an incense around the entire year. It was like, what is the, listen, you know, it is a, this got to be another, you know, I once did a thing years ago about having a charity for PMS, too, and it's a horrible thing for women. But there's a reverse PMS deal going on for guys. A quick scenario. You're calling your lady from work. I love you. I love you. That's supposed to be a woman talking to me. That was the same voice. That was like absurd. Anyway, so you're on the phone, right? And your lady says, look, remember we always talked about, you open the door, you come home from work, okay? I'm going to rip your clothes off. We're going to make it. No talking, no food, nothing. I'm going to get you right there, right in the hallway, right in the front, man. It's going to be fantastic. Okay, I'll be right home. Boom. You leave your job. What happens? What demon seed does poor women have within moments? Why does this happen? I stop off at a florist. I get flowers. I knock on the door. She's there, complete kabuki makeup, you know, and, you know, red rum, you know, throwing hatchets at me. And so how does it happen? Why does it happen? And it's not always, you know, it's that look. It's men too. For me, I'm not laying on any other guys, but I'm trying to take responsibility for my adolescence, but it's almost impossible. But I have a fear of intimacy. I'm afraid of being left or committing to someone. But you know, I mean, there's been times when I felt I was with the right woman, and the woman would say, you know, I love you, which is cool, and I would say, fine, you know, I think we can work around it. You know, I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's too much pressure in bed, too. I mean, performance-wise, I'm sorry. Premature ejaculation, it happens to everybody. I have a, you know, when it happens to me, I say, hey, you know, I it's just my way of saying that I'm happy to see you, quite frankly, you know. I'm just lucky to get an erection right now at my age. I'd be happy if a flag came out with a sign that said, hey, thanks for the opportunity, really. So, you know, then you got to just, you know, masturbation is very good. It's a hell, it's safe, you know, and everything. But, you know, what am I going to do? I have an accountant. I can't call those numbers and get a phone call from my accountant. Where's this $18,000, 1-900-SUCKLICK? I mean, it's humiliating. You can't do that. And plus, I'm very, you know, low self-esteem. I feel I'm the wrong type for myself in bed anyway. And when I masturbate, I usually fantasize that I'm making it with Mrs. John Q. Public, which is a nightmare, you know, and... And you know, the thing is, I do blame my parents for not talking about the human anatomy early on. If I ever had a family, I would do this. You know, for example, a vagina, important aspect to a woman, right? And I think it's involved in sex. It's been a while for me, but my father couldn't even tell me what it was. I said, Dad, what's a vagina? What a simple question, man. And he said, it's an aerial view of geese. I went, what? An aerial view of geese? What is that all about? And I'm walking around, I was a virgin, I want, you know, and I said, Jesus, aerial view of geese. And I said, you know, what's a clitoris? Everyone's talking about it. And he said to me, a clitoris, he said, it's a mouthwash. I went, really, a mouthwash? So, you know, I'm looking for literally three women who happen to be, by chance, walking in formation, gargling, you know? I am going to get off. There's a lot of people. You are great to be here. Please give money. This is the most important charity around. I love you. Good night.
it's time for Silly Songs with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a silly song. Laddie will be performing the traditional Argentinian ballad, The Dance of the Cucumber, in its original Spanish. Bob the Tomato will translate.
Miren al pepino.
Watch the cucumber. See how he moves. Like a lion chasing a mouse.
Miren al pepino.
Watch the cucumber.
It's suave his movement.
Oh, how smooth his motion.
Es como mantequilla.
Like butter
on a pelón.
Bald monkey.
Miren al pepino.
Watch the cucumber.
Los vegetales.
All the vegetables.
Enviden a su amigo.
Envy their friend. Wishing to dance as he.
Pepino bailarín.
Dancing cucumber.
Pepino bailarín.
Dancing cucumber.
Pepino bailarín.
Dancing cucumber.
Baila, baila ya.
Dance, yeah.
Miren el tomate.
Look at the tomato.
No es triste.
Isn't it sad?
Él no puede bailar.
He can't dance.
Pobre tomate.
Poor tomato.
Él desearía poder bailar como el pepino.
He wishes he could dance like the cucumber.
Libre y suavemente.
Free and smooth.
Pero no puede danzar.
But he can't. Okay, stop the music. What do you mean I can't dance? I can dance. Well, what about Uncle Louie's polka party? Didn't you see me dancing at Uncle Louie's polka party?
No comprendo.
No comprendo? I'll show you no comprendo.
Mom, Dad, look over here. Get a picture of me next to the cucumber in authentic Argentinian garb.
Okay, Junior, but we better hurry. I think the dwarves have your mother confused with someone else. Say peas.
Peas.
Escuchen al pepino.
Listen to the cucumber.
Oigan su voz fuerte.
Hear his strong
como
voice.
Un león.
Like a lion.
Listo a devorar.
About to eat.
Escuchen al pepino.
Listen to the cucumber.
Qué dulce es su canto.
How sweet his voice.
Qué sorbo su
garganta. The breath from his throat is like a chorus
trinar.
Of little birdies.
Escuchen al
pepino. Listen to the cucumber.
Los vegetales.
All the vegetables.
Enviden a su amigo. Como él quiere cantar. Pepino cantador.
Singing cucumber.
Pepino cantador.
Singing cucumber.
Pepino cantador.
Singing cucumber.
Canta, canta ya.
Yeah.
Escuchen el tomate.
Listen to the tomato.
No es triste.
Isn't it sad?
Él no puede cantar.
He can't sing.
Pobre tomate.
Poor tomato.
Él desearía poder cantar.
He wishes he could sing.
Fuerte y dulce como el pepino.
Strong and sweet like the cucumber.
Pero no puede.
But he can't.
Ni siquiera dar un sorbido.
Can't even whistle. All right, that's it, señor. Come over here and let me sing you a song.
Adios, amigos.
This has been Silly Songs with Laddie. Tune in next time to hear Laddie sing.
Bob is really angry. I hope he doesn't catch me. It's so hard to run with the sombrero on my head.
Bluegrass is great music, but on Sunday mornings you can hear the best of bluegrass, gospel bluegrass, on Brother Brian's Bluegrass Show. Tune in to 101.9 FM to hear some old, some new, some standards, and some new grass, with a big mix of groups, some national, some international, and a lot of local groups and musicians. Along with great music, you get an informative mix of weather, traffic info, record and group reviews, and even some humor to start your Sunday off the right way. Don't forget, every Sunday morning, 8 to 10, listen to Gospel Bluegrass on Brother Brian's Bluegrass Show on CFRC 101.9 Queens University Radio.
Four Directions Aboriginal Student Center, located at 146 Berry Street, offers resources and services for Aboriginal students at Queen's University. Among its many services, the center offers a Three Sisters Feast Weekly on Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. at the center, prepared by staff or a guest chef. The center is open daily, Monday to Friday, and hosts events throughout the year. For more information, visit queensu.ca/FDASC.
Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CFRC.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, broadcasting with 3 million microwatts of power.
John Panette is an American actor and a stand-up comedian.
He has toured the comedy club circuit since the 1980s, and he has appeared in cinema and television. Besides stand-up, John does impressions of the Chipmunks, Elvis Presley, Gollum from The Lord of the Rings, and an Ewok, as well as various ethnic accents. He occasionally sings from The Wizard of Oz in stand-up routines. He was born in Boston, Massachusetts, and he graduated from Malden Catholic School in 1982. He started a career in accounting, but on the advice of friends, he left to pursue a career in comedy. He got a break when asked to tour with Frank Sinatra. John Panette is a regular guest on The Tonight Show and on The View. John Panette was in duets, Dear God, and Junior. He was a regular on the series Parker Lewis Can't Lose, and he starred as the carjack victim in the final episode of Seinfeld. John Panette was named Stand-Up Comedian of the Year by American Comedy Awards in 1999, and he received a Gemini Award nomination for his televised performance at the Montreal Comedy Festival in 2000. Here's John Panette on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Come in. Bonsoir. Je souhaiterais faire. Merci. Salad? I'm starving! It really is. I'm just getting back into stand-up. For 2 years, I've been working in musical theater. I haven't done musical theater since high school, but 2 years ago, I was cast as one of the leads in the Broadway musical Hairspray. And I did. It was wonderful. I did the national tour, and then I did 9 months on Broadway, and it was one of the greatest personal and professional experiences of my life. But everything great in my life has a catch to it. I think anything great in anybody's life has a catch to it. In Hairspray, I played a woman. That's right. John, would you like to be the lead in a musical on Broadway? Yeah! Okay, put this dress on. And shave your eyebrows. They made me shave my eyebrows. Mark, come out here. This is me with no eyebrows. Well, there are other alternatives. They said you could pluck them. Then I'm walking around with ladies' eyebrows. Plus, I wasn't a fan of having the son of a bitches ripped out one by one. They said you could wax them. Oh, yes. Put that right near my eye. Socially, this was difficult for me. When you have no eyebrows, people don't know what's wrong. But they're pretty sure something ain't right. And maybe we should take the next elevator, honey. Kids, get out of the pool. He has no eyebrows. People wonder, his eyebrows fell out. Is he sick? Well, if it's chemo, he's doing very well. He's keeping his appetite, God bless him. I did over 500 performances of Hairspray. That's a lot. It's a wonderful musical. It has a great message. It has a lot of heart. It's funny. Over 500, though. After a while, it's like the movie Groundhog's Day. It's the same thing every day. You wake up in the morning and you say, I wonder what I'm going to do today. Probably shave my eyebrows and put a dress on. And it's the same show. In the middle of the show, you can't go, Oklahoma. Well, you can, but you get in trouble. And I decided to leave Broadway. I wanted to leave while I still loved it. And I wanted to get back to stand-up. But people thought I was crazy. What are you leaving a Broadway show for? It's a great musical. It's a hit musical. I'm in a dress. I have no eyebrows. I play a woman. getting my period. What if I get pregnant? Where am I going to put a baby? Plus, dressing as a woman, it's a lot of work. Ladies, the men don't know what we go through to look beautiful. Mark, bring this on. This is me. I have such a pretty face. I broke a lot of hearts on Match.com. I actually have a fat suit on. They told me, they said, you should get fitted for a fat suit. I said, you're not familiar with my work, are you? And then I had a pick out that they said, you have to go and get dresses. And I said, okay. I don't have to, like, go shopping or anything, do I? I'll go on Rodeo and they'll treat me like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. I'll come back crying. I have money. I have money. And I had a dance in heels. Not comfortable. I went to the shoe place. It was in the sixth floor of the Garment District in New York. They said, ask for Vinny. This place makes all the shoes for Broadway. I thought it would be fancy, but there was just Vinny behind the desk. I didn't see any shoes around. You here for the shoes? Yeah, this is shoes, right? I'm not delivering a package to New Jersey or anything. And then he looks at my foot, and I don't have good feet. My podiatrist said I had a foot like a hobbit. He gave me a ring to throw in a fiery mountain. He said, I'll do it, but it's going to be like putting a pump on a ham. And I have a dresser with me the whole show. It takes a lot of work by a creative team to get all that done. And the dresser had to put the pantyhose on me. Yeah, some quit, some turned to drugs and alcohol. I tried to get the pantyhose on myself, but I couldn't. First of all, I had toenails. Guys don't think of that stuff. My toenails were like box cutters. By the time I get the pantyhose to my knees, I shred them. I went to a spa for my toenails, and they wouldn't take me. A vet clipped me outside the theater. By the time I got the pantyhose to my belly button, I pretty much just had a band in my hand. And as a guy, I had a hard time with these pantyhose because you'd rip them. I go through like a case of them a week. It freaks me out. Guys, we have our underwear 10, 12 years. And I'm going through all these pantyhose. And I don't understand why these pantyhose rip so easily. You don't do anything in them. You go, rip. Why? They rip. Bring them back. Ladies don't do that. They throw them out. We have fabric that stops bullets, and the pantyhose are ripping. It's built-in obsolescence, and it's bullshit. I am woman, hear me roar. Vocally, it was difficult. 8 shows a week, my voice would go out. They put me on steroids. Yeah. I still can't hit a baseball. That really pisses me off. And steroids aren't good for your stomach. My doctor said, make sure you take these with food. Don't you worry. When it says don't take with food, I have half a sandwich. When I started in the show, they said to me, you're going to be doing 8 shows a week. You might want to consider getting back in shape. I said, okay. I never was in shape, but I'll do the best I can. As I get older, I realize that it's important for me to lose more weight, for me to be healthier, to learn how to eat healthy. I never learned how to eat healthy. And I knew I had a long journey ahead of me. When I lost 100 pounds and people said to me, wow, we can really see it in your face. Thank you. How big was my head? Apparently I was the Kool-Aid man and nobody ever said anything to me. Oh yeah, Kool-Aid. That's John. His head's the size of a manhole cover. We don't talk about it, though. So I got a personal trainer. I remember my first day at the gym. I was nervous. People were staring at me. Not because I was out of shape. I wore a black velour Sean John sweatsuit. I should have looked in the mirror. I look like a panda. People were fascinated. I didn't know you could get this close to them. I had one trainer, didn't work out. I have to learn how to take instruction better. I really do. I'm working on it. One trainer said to me, "Give me a sit-up." I said, "Oh, no,